Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for checking out the pod. We appreciate it. On all the episodes that we have for House of L, hope you've checked out the latest sports adjacent episode. It's phenomenal. They've actually had a really good run. Not that the podcast is not good. It's always good, but they're doing a couple of cool things like creatively and bringing on different people, and I've really enjoyed how they're kind of playing around on Sports Adjacent, which was kind of the whole reason that, you know, we partnered up in the first place, is those guys are really smart and fun, and they know cool people that do cool stuff. So it's been fun to see them continue to kind of have fun with their podcast and throw stuff around. And Carlos Frias, who's been on the podcast lately, has been tremendous. Really worth your time. Like, they, you can look and check out all of their, if you scroll through all the episodes, you can find the sports adjacent ones and just check out like the last four for obvious reasons, but because I also think that they're really, really good. Anyway, and Layla's episodes, Layla's Room is what we're calling. Get it? House of L, Layla's Room. We're calling her pod that she's going to do for us like once a month or so. And she's got some good ideas about some guests that she wants to bring onto the podcast. And I support it 100%. I love giving her the platform and seeing what she does with it, because it's always fun and interesting and great conversations about this industry, which is what I want to talk about today as it pertains to my own career. I wanted to jump in because House of L is supposed to be a place where we talk about these types of things, the industry, how do you think about things, that sort of stuff. And it's part of the reason that this episode is named what it is because I, even at this point in my career, like, I'm still figuring things out. Not so much on the radio side, like that part is figured out. You know, I that's home base, and it's kind of always been home base. So that part's figured out. The day-to-day of doing what's best for you, what's best for your partner, what's best for the show, those are all things that I deal with on the daily. Like, I feel like I continue to evolve in that way. But as far as like loving radio, like, I love doing radio, and I've always known that I've loved doing radio, and then that turns into loving to do podcast and podcasting, which quite frankly I could do more of, to tell you the truth, especially with these shorter episodes that are less dependent on interviews. And judging by the numbers, you guys seem to be okay with it. The interest level in House of L hasn't gone down because I've done it this way, along with the other stuff that we've added to make the network, I think, pretty strong. But occasionally I do like to talk about myself a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. But occasionally I like to talk about the industry from my point of view and how I'm thinking about things. It's where the industry, where sports media is at right now is really fascinating to me. Trying to figure out what the next trend is, figuring out like, well, wait, how much more do you want to do? Like, strangely enough, like at 48, I am thinking about those things. Like, how much of the competitive grind of it do you want to do? Or is it more about the art, working on your art and finding places where that art can be explored? Radio is pretty simple. I work for the Score. I've worked for the Score for coming up on 20. This will be going into year 27. Jeez. So that part I know. And I have a contract. Like, I'm not going to go work for another radio station or network unless my contract ends and the Score is like, get out of here. You're bad at radio, which the ratings would suggest is not the case. By the way, we've had I've been stunned by how well the Score as a station and Bernstein and Holmes and Rahimi have done with our numbers, with the Nielsen numbers, in what are usually dead periods of time. Usually January, February, March are dead periods, but people have been so into the conversation about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams, and hopefully, like, they've jumped onto our show, whether they love it or hate it. They listen to it, and they're enjoying themselves to whatever degree that is. Like, if they're hate listening and enjoying that, or they love listening and they're enjoying the content that we're putting out, it's wild. At some point, we need to do an episode about ESPN. ESPN Radio Chicago. And I don't know, I have to go check to see if the other Good Karma, because that's the company that runs them, not ESPN. They're just kind of like in a weird kind of marriage of convenience with ESPN Radio. But Good Karma brand, which is a really strong company, like they own ESPN 1000. And ESPN 1000 has decided that they're not going to participate in Nielsen ratings, which is an interesting choice. And it's interesting to me because most full-time on-air talent, I'm being like super specific, have bonus structures built into their contracts, which are directly connected to what your ratings are in your target demo. Usually, if it sounds like I'm talking a lot of radio jargon, I apologize, but this is what it is. I'll try to whiteboard it as much as I can. The Score, like who we sell to, is men 25 to 54. Like, that's our target demo. It doesn't mean that other people can't listen, and it doesn't mean we don't want other people to listen. We really, really do. And I'm all about expanding what the demographics are for the sports radio listener. And I do think that we've done that. I think that we've seen some gains with women 25 to 54, women 35 to 54. That's usually, by the way, how it's discussed. It's usually gender, age range. Sports radio does need to get younger, but it usually doesn't find people until later. Like, if you're 18 or 19, I don't expect you to be listening to the Score. You got other things that are going on. And maybe you check out House of L, but as far as the radio goes, radio as a medium is older. So it's rare when you find sports radio that's doing really well in the demo of 18 to 34, which is usually the target demo for sports television. So that's one of the ways that ESPN will judge itself is, are they bringing younger view, one of the ways, like there are all sorts of metrics that they're using, including subscriptions, who's buying, the direct to consumer stuff. They're considering all of that stuff. But one of the ways is like, hey, what's our growth in 18 to 34? Do we need to change the way we do things, whether it's bringing in younger talent that might have a different fan base or bringing in someone who is a big deal on TikTok for as long as that lasts, or on Instagram, do we bring people in? And they've done some kind of, honestly, like some cool stuff. Like Jess Sims, for example, that ESPN brought in, she was a Peloton instructor. I think she was a teacher before that. But what an interesting way to reach out and do something kind of cool and very different. So you have that. I think Andrea Carter, who does their basketball stuff, I think she's really, really good too. And it's the same thing. Like you're growing younger experts and reporters, and eventually there're going to be some people who age out of doing some of this stuff, and they're going to have built-in replacements who have built up credibility, like Jess Sims and Andrea Carter, I think, have done. But anyway, getting back to the whole point of this, which was talking about the Nielsen stuff, I have in my deal, and most other full-time on-air talent have it in theirs, bonus structures that are connected to Nielsen ratings. And if you're a young radio host and you're listening to this, this is something that once you should talk to your station about this, and you should definitely, if you have an agent, you should talk with your agent about how some of this bonus structure works. Now, I know from the olden days, like the late 90s, early aughts at the Score, like some of the bonuses that Dan and Terry were hitting were through the roof. Like good stuff that sets you up really well. And it's good. It's a way to, I guess, kind of make you really responsible for the show that you're doing, to that you're not just going to drift, because if you do your job, there's an opportunity to make some serious money with your bonuses. Now, it's contingent upon the way that Nielsen works. And so I imagine that there are people over at 1000. I don't know this for a fact, but I would imagine that there are people over there, when they made this decision as a company, were like, well, wait a minute, I have, you know, whatever, 2 years left on my deal, and the bonus structure is built out quarterly, at least in my deal, where we get the ratings every 3 months. And if we're wherever in a ranker, you know, if we're top five in a ranker, there's an amount of money that I get for that. And if you're one of those guys over there, and the company has changed strategy, and there's a reason to, I could justify their changing their strategy. Like I could make the argument of maybe it's too arcane at this point to archaic to use ratings as a judgment on what it is that you're doing. Maybe you move more towards digital and how many views or clicks that something is getting to figure out some of the bonus structure. I don't know how they're doing it, and maybe I'll get someone on from, maybe I'll get Cap on, and we can talk through it, because he's clearly seen everything inside of radio, including this. It's an interesting choice to make, and it'll be difficult to kind of justify, because this is the way that it's been done. It's harder to justify your standing. I the scoreboard. Maybe we're moving into a place where the scoreboard doesn't matter. It's something to ponder. But radio, like, I kind of know where I'm at with that. Like, I know what I like. I know what are the goals for me. professionally in radio. Like, I'm in a place now where it's about, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, the art of it. The things that I want to do, the different sounds and guests that I want to bring on. And having a full-time radio partner is still, I don't want to say new to me, but it's still something that I'm working through. Because you have, and I have two different partners. So you have to adjust for that. I'm used to partnerships on television, and I'm still getting used to partnerships on radio, if that makes any sense. But the television stuff is actually what I want to talk about. Because I had an experience this week that opened my mind up to some stuff that I've been thinking about and what happens for me going forward on the television. And when I say television, understand that I am using that as an all-encompassing term for screen, okay? Because it's not always TV, technically. Sometimes it's, in the case of what I did last week, it's streaming on an over-the-top network. But when I use TV, just understand that I mean screen, me being on a screen, whether that screen is your television, your laptop, your tablet, or your phone. I'll explain where I'm at next.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So a little while ago, wait, let me back up. 10 years ago, I was approached by the people at 120 Sports about joining their network. The network was based in Chicago. So, and they had brought in a bunch of people from out of town. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to maybe think that there might be people in town that can do stuff on a national level. And so I was added to a really cool collective over there. And it took some convincing. The people who were at Stadium, they walked me through like what their concept was on how they were doing this over-the-top streaming sports network. And at the time, the idea was is that we were going to spend no more than 2 minutes. So you were creating these videos that were 2 minutes long on a bunch of different subjects. Now, I had issues with that as a programmer because of my experience in radio. It took us to some places from a production standpoint that I thought didn't put the host into the best situation where, well, we're not going to spend, we're going to do a block of content and put it directly onto the web, onto the stream, so people can download whatever. They can go kind of a la carte and pick what they want. Oh, well, we're going to talk about the Duquesne, Illinois game in this block, and then people can, who are fans of Duquesne or Illinois, can go look at that. It bothered me because we ended up kind of going into places where the hosts weren't prepared. Like, we were talking about Major League Lacrosse, and it was bizarre. Like, some of the things that we were doing, because we were like staying faithful to the idea of 2 minutes, move on to the next thing. Where my mind works like this: it can be 2 minutes and it can be similar subject matter. Let me give you an example. Russ and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago. Let's say that I want to spend, I'm gonna use Chicago, like the way that I would structure something in the 120 model as a Chicago talk show host, okay? I want to talk about the headline, the Roman numeral one of the outline is Bears. I want to talk about the Chicago Bears. Cool. What do you want to talk about? Okay, then one of our two-minute segments is going to be spent with talking about the trade of Justin Fields. Okay? Another one of our two-minute segments is, did Justin Fields get a bad rap in Chicago because of what he went through? Okay? The third segment is going to be, now that Fields is traded, are things happier for Bears fans because they're not conflicted? That's three segments. I'm just giving you 6 minutes of content. We can keep going. Caleb Williams Pro Day. Specifically, what did you think about what happened at the Pro Day? Next segment. What does it say that so many players like Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr. are starting to push back on the system? And is it a good thing that Caleb Williams was at his pro day? Does that prove that he's a good player? So I'm giving you 5 segments now. This is 10 minutes on theoretically like one subject. And you can do that with anything. All it is just compartmentalizing what specifically you're going to talk about. So in the early days of 120 Sports, like that was a frustration for me. But I really liked it. I loved the people that I worked with there. Michael Kim is still one of my best friends in the industry. Laura Britt, who was on the podcast a couple weeks ago, convincing me to be a Giants fan. Dave Ross, Tyler Foljam. And like it's a bunch of people that you're seeing like on a national level. Jordan and Shea Cornett. Like I said, Tyler Foljam, who's out there killing it right now. Amina Jade, who you're going to be seeing on ESPN. Like, we're out here. Like, it was a really, I think that the folks at Stadium should be very proud of the hiring. Like, Big Ann Heron was working there. That's where I met Big Ann Heron, was over at 120/Stadium. I say all of that to tell you that the network kind of moved a little bit. Like it was became based out of New York because we had a connection with Major League Baseball. We were owned by Advance Media, MLB BAM. So the show that I was on, which was a morning show called The Morning Run, which in retrospect was really crazy because I was doing the nighttime show at The Score and then going home and going to bed, waking up at 4:30 to get to our 5:30 meeting and then be on the air at 7 o'clock. It was really ridiculous. But I did that for 2 years and I really enjoyed a lot of the people. And I would come in and do some stuff when the network kind of came back. It's based out of the United Center. If you've been to a Bulls game or a Hawks game and you've seen like television stuff going on, that's where the stadium network is. So I've gone there and filled in, or I'm a big believer of if you leave right, you can always go back. And they continue to kind of have had continued to ask me to do stuff. I got to meet Shams like early on when he was just starting his career, and you got to see like how that guy works and why he's such a rock star, and it's cool. I also had a bunch of great like production people and crew that took good care of me. Now, some of them know me because they got hired living in Chicago. Some of them know me from doing the radio show, and it's cool. But like, I'll just start shouting them out, like Willie Parker and Big Lou and Paul, like all these people who were there before, Edgar, Andrea, like all the people on the crew that have taken good care of me, like, since I worked at 120. So, about a month ago, they said to me, do you want to, we have, like, some, we could use you because we've got people taking vacation, folks are having babies. Do you want to come and do a week? And I said, wow, you know, I hadn't really thought about coming to do the rally, which is the show that airs at 5 o'clock on Stadium. I said, yeah, I think I can make it work. You know, I'll usually get out of the score by about 2:45. So I can probably be over to the United Center by about 3:15. And so I did a week there this past week, and it was a lot of fun. Currently, like, as a television person, I am what's called a per diem. I'm freelance. So I'm freelance over at NBC Sports Chicago, which means I can do other stuff if I want. That wasn't always the case. I was full-time, but that was before the pandemic happened, and, you know, there was all sorts of restructuring and changing the economics of NBC all across the country, including NBC Sports Chicago. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what the next thing is that I want to do, and if doing television more is in the cards for me. And I got to tell you, I really enjoyed my experience at Stadium this past week more than I thought I was. Like, I'm very much, like, inside my own head of, okay, well, this is, I'm trying to balance out, like, how much stuff I'm doing for, I want to make sure that I have enough juice at 10 a.m. when our show starts. So you don't want to overtire yourself. You want to be fair to your employer, and they allow, like, this is something that Mitch, I think, is really good at as a boss, is he allows you to explore this type of stuff, because in his mind, if the Score's Lawrence Holmes is working at Stadium, that's good for the brand of the Score. And I think that he's right. It also gives, it also allows you to, like, live outside of the Score, which for me is important. Like, it's important to have some of that space creatively. And the cool thing about the rally or anything over at Stadium is it's not Chicago specific. So it allows me to do more national stuff, which I appreciate. I like talking about things that are outside of Chicago. And in some cases, it allows me to connect things that are going on in Chicago. So I was like, man, this is going to be a really hard week. I'm going to be exhausted. And I was, like, it was definitely exhausting, but the people over at Stadium made it pretty easy for me. It's very turnkey. Like, there's a trust level that they trust that I'm going to do the job that a host should do, which is be prepared. Like, here's the rundown. Read, watch, listen to everything that you need to read, watch, listen to get yourself ready for the show that's going to go on. But it was just nice. Like, it was a nice vibe. It was also, like, there were, like, concerts going on at the United Center. So it was strange being over there and seeing all of this stuff go on and seeing, like, what concerts. I think Olivia Rodrigo did a concert, and seeing all the people file in was hysterical. Seeing the dads with their daughters. I ran into a friend of mine who works for the Bulls who was there, like, oh, I'm bringing my daughter. She's a big fan. I got to buy all this stuff. I don't know what's going on. Like, that sort of thing. But the way our industry is gone, it's always, you have to try to start thinking about, like, well, what happens next? But it's really difficult right now to live in the space of where is the industry going? Like, as I've said on the pod before, like, I've never felt this stable in radio. the concept of the death of radio has been out for a long time, similar to the death of newspapers. But when you have personality-driven radio, I think that it's a lot harder to kill, which is one of the reasons why I'm so encouraged by what our ratings look like on the Score. Like, they're really good. Like, I don't know this for sure. I'd have to check with Mitch, but the number that Dan and I put up in January, I don't know if the Score has ever had that number. Like, when we got it, we both looked at each other like, what? So we thank you, by the way, for listening. It means a lot. It's been good. Like, the show from a rating standpoint has been an utter success. I still think creatively we can do even better, but we'll see. Any hoozle, when it comes to the TV stuff, one of the things that I like about Stadium and is it's kind of free form a little bit. Like, I can just kind of dress like how I dress. And trust me, I like putting on a new suit, and I just bought 3 new ones for the stuff I do over at NBC. But like, even doing both jobs where it was like, oh, well, I have to go literally, like, go change. I mean, you want to look clean when you get that. But I get with Stadium, like, I could just be, like, dressed well for me. Like, not be dressed like a complete radio slug and just be in my own clothes and be comfortable. So I really like that. I really like the people that I got to work with. I got to work with Rafael Davis, former Purdue player, this past week. He's phenomenal. His recall is great. Being able to talk college basketball with him is great. Joshua Perry, who's the actual host of the rally, I didn't get a chance to work with Brooke Fletcher. I met her when I went over there. I'm looking forward to, if they ask me back at some point, I'd really like to work with Brooke. I think she's very talented. And Joshua is really talented too. But his wife just had a baby. So I went from kind of being sidecar Willie to being like the host of the show. But since I've done it before, it was easy, and it was nice to be welcomed back by everyone over there. So I have a lot of affection for that place, and it was cool to kind of get a different perspective on TV and get that recharge of, oh, you can do different stuff in this medium. And it was fun, and I felt like I was competitive and good and funny, and it was really, really cool. I got to work with Jory Paris too. I think is a really, I'm such a fan of Jory. She does a lot of work for CBS too, but getting a chance to get out of like the anchor thing where it's a little bit more comfortable, more free flowing, I thought was cool. So know that these are things that, like, I don't have any of this stuff figured out on the television side. And maybe I never will, like, before I call it a career. But it's fun to have choices and options and see where you fit. Like, that's why I like the one good thing. I know this episode has already gone too long, and I apologize. The one good thing about, like, big box media contracting is that there's been the opportunity for other startups to expand. Like, I like that CHGO is doing what they're doing, and so is DNVR and PHX, which are part of the same company. Like, that's interesting. Like, it gives a different look, a breath of fresh air, a different way to cover things. I like that. Like, that's good. And we should continue to try and reach people in all sorts of different ways. Like, I don't know, podcasts and whatnot. So that's the episode. I hope it made sense, and I hope you enjoyed it, and maybe you learned something too. We got more stuff as per usual. Go check out the latest Sports Adjacent. I've got a lot of stuff coming out over the next few days. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's been on my mind, and I'm just going to vomit it out onto House of L. So hopefully you will enjoy it. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.